You know, I remember I was praying one morning, and this is what the Lord told me. He said, I'm going to release some tongues that only I can interpret. I said, oh my God. I don't know, did I want to kick, leap, jump, or cry, or what? See, when the presence of the Lord come upon you, and he start talking to you, it does something in you, T. I said, I'll release some tongues only you can interpret. My Lord, I just thought about what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And I thought about how Miss Jones talked about going deeper. How are we going to get to them tongues? To get in to where only he, not man, but only he is able to let you know what he's saying. What a powerful God. What a mighty God we serve. Then I said, Lord, I want to be one of them to go that far. I thought I'd yield myself to you. But do I really? Start talking to myself. I said, do you really, Landris, take that time to go in and pray in the spirit to get there? Guess what my answer was, Tim? No, I hadn't did it. I hadn't did it. But I keep hearing, teaching on it, going deeper, going deeper. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to get there. I'm going there. I said, Lord, I done surrendered myself unto you. It's you who I trust. And I know I'm not turning back. I know that. I'm not turning back. When I said that, I thought about Peter. Do you love me? But then, we are reading about repentance. I said, Lord, I want to get there. I don't want to stop and then start, repent, ask for forgiveness. I want to just go continue on into your word. You know, we all get in our little prayer room or our little corner and talk to God as believers in that place where you really don't want nobody to hear it, but just you and God. In that place, he said, I'll take you there if you trust me. If you trust me. Tongues are real. They are real. So, tonight, you know, when God promised power to you or to me, it's an amazing promise. Imagine the same God by his word made the universe, has promised power to us as his people. He has given unto us all power and authority. Praise be to God. I want to share this. I know that, and I'm almost finished, that we are talking about tongues every now and then. I thought the prayer language just go, how you say it, bitch, ba, 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 ba. You got it. That's all. One day I was walking in my mother's yard. And you're looking at somebody who didn't believe in this. I thought it was just for you, Junior. For you, Brother George. For you, Darren. I thought it was for other people. I didn't think it was for me. The Lord God, and behold, one night it happened. Out of my belly flow rivers of living water. And to go on and tell you, I thought that was it. That's all I would say. One day I was walking in that yard, and I heard words start coming out of my mouth that I hadn't been saying, Brother George. I remember I stopped to look and to see, was there someone else behind me? I said, what did I just say? But I enter in another realm or another level of tongues that I didn't know anything about. And I kept on. I said, oh my God, I can say all that? But you know what? I stopped. I didn't, it just seemed like I went back to, as Bishop say, bah, 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 bah. But then I know what they're talking about. Because I enter in into that realm. See, when you know that you know that there's more, you want to go back and get more. So that's where I'm headed now. To go deeper and deeper. To go to that language where only God can interpret. I know you all have gotten something tonight from this lesson. I know you have. I don't have to pray it, but I just believe that you did. And I do thank and I praise God for this opportunity to share the word of God with his